Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
My name is Lily Adams. I called you all back in the end of November and told them to stop charging me for whatever. And somebody told me they'd only taken one payment out of my account. But he tells me that they've been charging me $49 or something ever since September. Now, and they even took money out of my account in January and February. How in the world can you all steal money out of people's accounts when they've told you to cancel something? And he's telling me that no, when you call in, even if you call in, there's no notation that you called in. What kind of business is this?
Can you just to be sure that this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address?
My name is Lily Adams, 176 Willis Road, Winsboro, South Carolina, 29180. I got a pulse oximeter from you all. It didn't work, and I sent it back. When I called and sent that pulse oximeter back in November, right after I got it, she told me they would not be charging my account anymore. And he's telling me that they've been still charging my account $49 and something. I only got the pulse oximeter. So why am I being charged $49 and 97 cents
here a month? Okay, so this was a, just to be sure that this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address for me?
Lily Adams, 176 Willis Road, Winsboro, South Carolina, 29180.
Thank you. Now this was, I see that you ordered our pulse oximeter. This was a welcoming gift for you joining our consumer direct savings store where you have only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it did state that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $49.97. That starts your first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the best consumer gadget club on the web.
I just want my money back in my account. Because I called and canceled that when I sent that pulse oximeter back, because I told them it didn't work. I sent it back. And I didn't go to my, I went to the UPS store, and I sent that back.
Okay, so did you have a cancellation number?
I did not want to.
Did they give you a cancellation number?
I don't know if she did or not, but I talked to a lady, and she told me to send it back, and she gave me an address to send it back to.
Well, no, ma'am, because we are only a shipping warehouse. We don't receive
somebody
the products back, ma'am.
Well, she told me where to send it, and I sent it back.
I do apologize.
I told her it didn't work, and I told her I was sending it back, and she gave me an address. I'm trying to remember. It seems like it was somewhere in Florida. Where are you all located?
Okay, I am located in North Carolina. Now, we are only a shipping warehouse. We do not receive any products back, ma'am. I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
Why did she tell me to send it back?
Now, your account is
canceled. I sent that non-working post oximeter back. You all have taken $49 out of my account since September.
Because you would have had to call to cancel, ma'am.
Now,
there's no notes or call history where you called in to get the account canceled, ma'am. And I do apologize for the misunderstanding. Now, your account is canceled, so that prevents all future charges for you. Now, what I will go ahead and do is issue you a 35% refund.
35% for each month that you all stole money out of my account?
For February, ma'am.
No. It should have been canceled in the end of November, so I want my money.
Okay,
back,
ma'am. Well,
January and February.
There's no notes or call history stating that you got the account canceled. Now, if you did call in and get to cancel the account, you should have gotten the cancellation number. You should have got one sent to your email as well.
She didn't send nothing to my email.
Well, that's automatic, ma'am. If you got the account canceled, that would have been sent.
Wait, you let me look back in this little book right here I have to see if I wrote in here when I called y'all.
Excuse me. Now, ma'am, I can't even offer you a 50% refund.
Well, I'm looking at the message that they gave me when I called and canceled this. Let's see here. Okay. It looks like there was a it was canceled in November, because I'd also gotten some face masks from y'all.
No, ma'am, the face mask isn't from us.
Okay, well, it was the same company, some gadget something.
Hey, and did you have a cancellation number, ma'am?
Let's see. The number that I'm looking at on this right here, it is 518-403.
Okay, ma'am. So what I will go ahead and do for you is go ahead and issue this full refund of $49.97 for the month of February. You should see that one back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
So the other money that y'all stole out of my account, I don't get that back, huh?
Okay, ma'am. Well, with you agreeing to our terms and conditions, I can offer a 35% refund on that charge on January.
How come I can't get my all my money back for January when I canceled it in November?
Ma'am, but there's. Do you have a cancellation number, ma'am?
The number I gave you is the number that I was given.
And what was that cancellation number, ma'am?
The number that they gave me is 518-403. Yeah, it ends at 403.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I do apologize. That wouldn't have been from us. Now,
so
with you agreeing to our terms and conditions, I can offer you a 50% refund for January.
No, you said, okay, January, you give me 50%. February, you give me the whole 49%.
Correct.
Okay, now what's your name?
My name is Secret.
Secret?
Correct.
Okay, what's your extension number? What is your number, Secret?
I don't have one, ma'am.
So how do I get in touch with you all when this happened in March?
You'll just call this number back.
Okay, so Secret, do you have a number or something that goes with your name?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and you said my money should be back in three to five days.
Correct.
Okay, I'm putting this on my calendar right now so I don't have this problem again. So what's the cancellation number, C?
C as in Charlie, 2588-79-905. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm putting it on the 10th because so that means that what's the name of the thing? Gadget? What gadget?
Consumer Gadgets.
Okay. What's the secret? I call him. She in North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No. So now, since I sent that thing back to where I don't have to worry about it, that you know, that's up the office to get it. I'll try to figure out what they did with it. But because she gave me a number to send that pulse oximeter back, and it was somewhere in Florida. So now, yeah, it had to be bogus because they just lied to me when I called and he gave me all this stuff about sending it back and gave me this number. And now they say they don't even take stuff back. They don't get it back or something. So she just lied to me. They do that easily because you can't see their faces.
Is there anything else I could do for you, ma'am?
No, that's it. Thank you
for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.